NPR News.
It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. Thursday will be the biggest day of the cruise season in Sitka, and the summer hasn't even really started yet. The unscheduled arrival of a third ship will put the projected passenger count at 9,300, 1,000 more than the population of the town. Disembarking crew members could push the total number of visitors into five figures. During a discussion of tourism at a joint meeting of the Sitka Tribal Council and Sitka Assembly Tuesday evening, Mayor Stephen Eisenbeis said the big day was not part of the city's game plan. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
The two governments in Sitka get together for a meal and an informal meeting a couple of times a year. Most recently, 2 days before the community will be swarmed by cruise passengers. Mayor Stephen Eisenbeis apologized for what is likely to be a wild start to the visitor season.
The goal going forward is to not have 9,000. A week ago, it wasn't. This port call was added very late. Thursday will be busy. What a way to kick off the season.
There will be three ships in port on Thursday in Sitka rather than two, with a total passenger capacity of 9,300. The latecomer is the New Amsterdam, which notified Sitka's port director about a week ago that it was making an unscheduled call. Combined, the three ships have several thousand crew, many of whom catch a shuttle for the 7-mile ride into town and can raise the actual number of visitors into five figures. Sitka officials at the meeting were wary of a possible citizen initiative that would limit summertime cruise visitation to less than half of last year's record season. The mayor cautioned the tribal council that recent efforts by City Hall to establish a parks and recreation program, assume responsibility for maintenance of the schools and the Performing Arts Center, and to take over management of the school swimming pool would all be jeopardized by limiting cruise ship calls. Mayor Eisenbeis described a simple trade-off: increased tourism or local amenities.
I think that's a choice the community can make, but that is the other side of not having buses on your streets is not having a parks and rec program, too.
Tribal council member Lillian Feldpouch, however, thought the argument was overstated.
What is it going to take to be able to run the minimum to run some of these programs, or, you know, because that's kind of like holding people hostage and saying, if you don't have these, you know, if we don't get the funding for these, say goodbye.
Mayor Eisenbeis said it was not his intention to hold anyone hostage and that more work needed to be done on tourism. Rather than impose a season limit, he believes Sitka could better manage a daily limit and one day a week with no ships at all. Municipal Administrator John Leach said the city was investigating a regional strategy to manage cruise traffic, because if Sitka enforced a day with no ships, the cruise lines would go to other towns and possibly increase congestion there. He wanted a solution that didn't involve the courts or a ballot initiative.
Because when it goes to the ballot box, there's legal implications on either side, pro or against, and it's going to affect another community.
As for the cruise passengers, no one disputes that their arrival will be both an economic and culinary boost. A new food truck offering Hawaiian donuts is parked downtown, along with another specializing in Cuban food. Welcome back to all the food trucks as well, the mayor said. I'm pretty excited about that. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.
Sitka's Indian village was once home to over 40 Tlingit clan houses. Today, only 8 of those are still standing, and even fewer serve as active clan houses. Now, the area has been recognized as one of 11 endangered historic places in the U.S. And, as KCAW's Meredith Reddick reports, organizers are hoping that the attention will inspire efforts to creatively conserve and rebuild a cultural hub that has fallen into disrepair.
Catlian Street stretches along the waterfront just north of downtown Sitka. Today, it's a bustling commercial hub. Workers unload fish totes at the seafood processor, and cars whiz by on their way to the harbors. Dotted between the shops and restaurants are houses, some standing, others collapsed, that tell the story of this street's past.
Just this short little walk, there's multiple clan houses here.
Chuck Miller is walking down Catlian Street, pointing out sites that once served as cultural centers for Tlingit people. places where members of a clan gathered for meetings, ceremonies, and even wakes.
I remember there was a few here by this parking lot. The Whale House, Sea Lion House used to stand here. A few more Kagwantan houses right here.
Miller is the caretaker for the Kayash Kahit, or Porch House, one of the few standing clan houses in Sitka. He inherited that responsibility in the 90s from his late maternal uncle. Under traditional law, that's how clan houses should be passed down. But under the Western legal system, properties often go to a spouse or children who aren't in the same clan. In other cases, multiple clan members are on the deed, making it hard to rebuild or demolish.
You have to have everybody's signature on it. So you can't demolish something without having everybody's permission. And sometimes people die, and then you can't track down the descendants, or they didn't have any. So that's the debacle we run into nowadays. That's the clash of the world. You have the Western world law, and you have our traditional law.
In the case of the Point House, a Kiksati clan house that fell out of clan ownership when it was transferred in a will, the house was eventually demolished. Jarek Hope Lang, a member of the Kiksati clan, worked with the legal owners to repatriate the land in 2022. He's been the caretaker since then, and now he's eager to tackle what he sees as a broader problem.
We see the collapsed houses. We see things falling into disrepair. So I wanted to shed light on what's happening next to me, too, because it's not just problematic to me. It's problematic for other people.
That's why he asked the National Trust for Historic Preservation to recognize Sitka's Indian Village as an endangered historic place. He worked with Sitka historian and adopted Kiksati clan member James Polson to submit the nomination.
This nomination, although it's about Sitka's Indian Village and clan houses, isn't situational to only Sitka, right? So broadly speaking, Klukwan, Haines, Angoon, all of them are having similar issues.
The National Trust recognizes 11 endangered historic places each year, prioritizing sites that highlight unique or underrepresented parts of American history. Sitka's Odess Theater made the 1999 list. In a statement announcing Sitka Indian Village on the 2024 list, National Trust President Carol Quillen said she hopes broader recognition of the area's significance will encourage rehabilitation of clan houses and return to clan ownership. While the nomination doesn't come with funding, it does come with a lot of publicity. Hope Lang is hoping that attention will draw support for the neighborhood's preservation.
We don't know what the implications of this nomination will give us, but attention, and how do we utilize that attention now?
Figuring out what preservation looks like, though, will require creativity. Outside of tangled questions of ownership, Hope Lang says clan houses don't fit neatly into Western historic preservation systems like the National Park Service National Register of Historic Places.
The Secretary of Interior has standards for preservation, and they're often trying to preserve a section in time. But those standards don't really align with Indigenous standards. Clan houses can be rebuilt.
In this case, he says the actual structure of the house isn't the most important part.
It goes beyond just the structure of the building. Like we're saying, first of all, the land underneath is sacred. The Point House exists whether the building does or not.
And because most clan houses are privately owned, he says it's harder to get funding to maintain or rebuild them. Hope Lang says he's working to start a nonprofit to bypass those challenges and streamline ownership.
We're looking at legal structures of how to leave this plot in a way that is for more public-based use, not individual landowner. So sharing those mechanisms of success with other clans and other tribes, we're navigating Western constructs.
Those aren't problems that can be easily solved, but Hope Lang says the National Trust nomination is an important step.
Our history is worth saving. That part of town is intrinsically valuable to us. We need to figure out a way to preserve it.
In the meantime, both Miller and Hope Lang are working to provide space that reflects what their clans need today. Miller often hosts events for other clans who don't have active clan houses, and he hopes one of his nephews will become the caretaker someday.
I'm very proud to take on the role of a caretaker as I did. I did it out of respect and honor for my uncles, And one of these days, hopefully one of my nephews will take up that honor and
and you know, take the torch up and keep this house going.
And Hope Lang is working with a Tlingit architect to design a 21st century clan house on the Point House site. He wants it to be a space that not only preserves history, but that allows the clan to thrive today.
We're trying to preserve this cultural lifestyle for perpetuity. So this is an opportunity to do so.
He hopes that with innovative thinking and collaboration, clan houses around the region can thrive as centers for Tlingit identity, ceremony, and tradition. In Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.
You can read the full list of endangered historic places for 2024 at our website, kcaw.org. I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And now taking a look at the weather for Sitka for today, Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Mostly sunny with a high near 58, east wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming south in the morning. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 42, southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. You're tuned in to your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.
This is Morning Edition on Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka. It's 1 minute after 8 o'clock.